Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Hi, Aldo. This is John with Local Splash. I was just calling in regards to your client interview that we had scheduled today. Oh, Aldo?
Yes.
Hey, Aldo. It's John. I was just leaving you a message.
Yeah, you jumped into the voicemail or something.
Okay, no worries. I was calling in regards to your client interview. Is it still a good time?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I have the client interview technician, Isa. She's actually on the line with me. She's going to take over the call from here and just walk you through the client interview, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. All right, Isa, you got it from here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Hi, Aldo. This is Isa. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for asking. So
Splash, right?
Yes. I'm from Local Splash. I will be conducting your client interview. I just want to let you know that this call will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So first, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I will be verifying your business information. And then second, I will be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And then lastly, I will be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and then discussing the next steps. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I see here on your account that you haven't set up a security question yet. So first, let's set up your security question. You can choose among three options. So we can put your mother's maiden name, the city you were born, and your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Let's use the pet name.
Okay. And what will be the answer, please?
It's Niko, N-I-K-O.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let me just record that for you. Okay. So this security question is very important. It's for your protection. Anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question answer. Okay?
Okay.
Great. So next step is verifying all the business information we have is correct. If you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make necessary changes. All right, okay. So your business name I see is Clearview Folding Doors, Inc. And then your phone number is 949-317-6836. We have your address as 22345 East La Palma Avenue, Yorba Linda, California, 92887. Is this correct?
We need to add suite 109. The address.
Oh, okay, perfect. So is this like a home address or is this like
it's an office, it's a warehouse, a business.
Okay. A business address. All right, hold on, let me just write that down. Would you like this address hidden or would you like it to show on your Google Business Profile?
It can show, I don't mind.
Okay, perfect. All right. I think that you have your license number and your insurance, like your license and insured, and you have your business registration, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you are able to send us a copy of your business documentation just in case that's needed, correct?
Yes, of course.
Okay, perfect. Also, I just wanted to verify because there's a note here that your domain or website is clearviewfoldingdoors.com. Can you please confirm this is correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That is correct.
All right. Let me just double check it. All right. So would you like to market your website as is? We can use it as is or?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
We can, of course, work on it a little bit more, but it's fine.
Okay, perfect. So we'll promote your website as is. No need to create a new design. And then let me just record it for you. Hold on. So you've purchased your own client domain, right?
Yes. They...
Okay. All right. Sorry, one moment. I'm just recording it.
No worries.
All right. So something that comes included in your package is the call tracking number. This is an option for you to use. This is a Google endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we will do is create another number. It's a local area code and then post it online. So the advantage of using a call tracking number is you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You'll also have an option to see like a playback button, and you can see all the calls and review them. So you can listen to all the calls and you can listen to the interactions and see where you might have missed. Another advantage is that you can filter scam calls or telemarketers. So if we create a call tracking number for you, that will be the number that's posted online. However, when your customer rings you, it still rings to the number that's ending in 6836. Would you like us to create one tracking number at no additional cost?
Let's try it.
Okay. So then we will have to change the phone number that's listed on your Google Business profile, on your Facebook. This number that's ending in 6836 will not display, but if they ring that call tracking number, it still rings to that number. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Perfect.
That works.
Okay, so let me just write down. And then because we're going to have your call tracking number set up, you also have an option to add a call tracking greeting. This would be like a professional custom voice recording to introduce your business. So it's like when you're calling AT&T or your bank and they say, like, thank you for calling JP Morgan, press 1 for... You know, if you're an existing cardholder, press 2 if you have questions about billing, or 3 to report the fraud transaction, something like that. So this will show your prospect that you're a trusted and branded business. So the recording will, like, for example, it could be like, hi, thank you for calling Clearview Folding Doors. Press 1 if you're a new customer, and then press 2 if you're an existing customer. So something like that, but we can also change the selection. So this will cost a one-time cost of only $19. Would you like to add this to your subscription?
Can we add it after?
Yes,
we can
add it.
I wanted to know how this works for now.
Sure, yep. We can add it later on. So everything here, you can let us know if there's any changes. It's not set in stone yet. So this call is just for, you know, setting up, making sure that we gather all the information, but as we go, we do optimization for you. So you can also let us know if there's anything you want to add on this. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So now we will go over the keywords. So keywords are the services or search terms that your consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So
okay.
I see that your business is window installation. And let me just double check the keywords that I have for you here. One moment, okay?
Yeah, no worries.
All right, so I do have keywords here. It's window installation, door installation, sliding glass, patio doors, and then we have bifolding sliding door systems. Are these all correct?
Yes, so it's bifold okay. door systems and multi-sliding door systems.
All right. Okay. Is there anything else? Uh-huh.
They actually refer to these doors too, depending on the customers. Some people call it accordion doors for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's something we need to add.
Yes. So, ideally search terms should be something that your customers are more familiar with. So it doesn't necessarily need to be, you know, like very professional. It could be something that's as simple as how a usual customer would think about or would search you. So I can yeah. add that. How about the window installation? Is there any other key or research terms that they use when they talk to you?
Vinyl. They always research for vinyl windows, mm-hmm. energy efficient windows.
Okay. Energy efficient. All right. Okay. Thank you. So, you know, nobody else know your business better than you do. So definitely I'll be sending you all these keywords that we have. And then in okay. the future or later on after this call, if you can think of any other, you know, any other search terms or keywords that we can use, which is 100% or directly relevant to the services and business that you provide or services that you provide, just reply okay. back to the email and we can add it for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So the next part of the interview, Aldo, is just to, you know, ask you a few questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. So, first question, what do you think is unique about your business and what sets you apart from your competitors?
Well, one thing is we're a Orange County La Cantina Doors dealer and installation.
Mm-hmm.
We do everything from well, my hashtag is like from concept to completion. We do everything in-house.
Mm-hmm.
We're a one-stop shop pretty much. There's no need to hire other contractors for our project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Been doing windows and doors since 97.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. I got dried up.
That's okay. All right. Do you provide like estimates or free estimates to your customers?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yes, we do free estimates.
Okay. And because you said you're like a one-stop shop, and you know, like they can get everything from you know, from the concept to completion of the project, I would assume that you also offer competitive pricing. Is that correct?
Correct, competitive pricing. We sell the product and we install it if needed as well. We can sell to contractors or, you know, businesses.
Okay. So installation, all right. Okay. And do you have like a mission statement, like something that, you know, values that you use or something like your business, you know, like your goal or something like that? So I see something on your website which we can, you know, potentially use if you like. So, for example, okay, it says here, at Clearview Foldings Doors, an example is, would say something like, we bring creative projects and visions to life. So now I see on your website, there's something here that wrote, our team of experts includes skilled designers, builders, specialists like framers, finish carpenters, stucco applicators, and project managers who work together to deliver exceptional results on every project. We are passionate about what we do and buy fold doors. We're committed to providing our clients with the best possible service every time. Would you like us to use this?
Yeah, so it matches for now. We can always work on it.
Okay, yeah. So, yes, that's correct. So this, I think, reflects best on, you know, your knowledge and expertise in your field or in your industry. So for now, we will use this, and then if you want to change it later on, we can do that too. Okay?
Okay.
Right. And then do you have, like, a tagline? So this is, like, a shorter version. An example of this would be, like, I talked to someone earlier, their business is landscaping. So they say, like, where beautiful yards begin, something like that. And then I talked to a roofer, and they say, like, from your roofs, from your rugs to roofs, we take care of it, something like that. Just pretty, like, a one-liner.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that for a while. Actually. Because I had one and I saw it on another company. I was like, okay, that's not gonna work. Or it could be like from a vision to complete. Your vision to reality. I was thinking something like that, because you know how you vision a folding door or having a big opening on a new room.
Yes, like they, you know, they imagine it and then they dream about it. So like your customer's dream, you bring it to reality, something like that.
It's from an idea.
It's fine. I know it could have, you know, it's a little difficult to come up with something, right now, but, you can reply back to our email if, you know, once you have, once you have something that's definite that you want to use, you just, let us know. Okay. We'll skip that part for now. Okay. And then, let me just write it here. So I see your hours of operation is from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. from Mondays to Saturdays, and then close on Sunday. Can you please confirm this is correct?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And can you also provide the number of employees that you currently have?
One.
Okay. And then, what are the payments, mode of payment that you accept?
We do, of course, cash, credit card, check, and we offer, finance options as well.
Okay, perfect. And for credit card, these are the major credit cards like Visa, MasterCard, Amex.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, I actually haven't had anybody pay with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Diners, is that something that you accept also?
Which one?
Diners. Diners Club, I think.
No.
It's, no? Okay. All right. Okay. So let's... So now I've gathered all the business information. I'll send it to our provisioning team. That's the team who will be editing and optimizing all those information.
Hello?
And we will be submitting it or, you know, posting it to top directories or top websites such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. So let's talk about your Google business profile, because I see you have one displaying whenever I search for your business name. So do you have access to this Google business profile account?
That's what I was trying to get. I had my VP of sales that was in charge of all this, but things didn't work out, so I took over literally a month ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I've been rebuilding everything and trying to get the password for things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He went out of state and he does it. He answers sometimes. It's been really hard. I don't have the passwords for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something we can do?
Do you think you'll be able to communicate with him in the future, or is this like you won't be able to communicate, you don't see yourself being able to get a hold of him or her?
It's just really hard. He only answers when he's want or when it's available, but I've been trying to get these for the past literally 2 weeks. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
All right, no problem. So what we will do is we will begin the process of claiming your Google business profile for you. So this is a timely process, but it is needed for us to optimize your Google business profile. Just give us a couple of weeks and keep in communication with us, because Google might call you to verify that you are the owner and your association with us. They will also ask. And we might need to send out a Google PIN verification through your regular mail. So it's going to be mailed to the address that you gave us earlier. So you will receive an email and calls from us following up for the PIN code. So if we do send one, please check your mail regularly and keep in contact with us. So call, email, or send us an SMS with the code as soon as you receive it. This is a very important step in the optimization process. So then, once we claim your Google business profile, we can start the optimization. Okay.
So I'm signing in to Local Splash, and I see where it says connect to Google. So if I was able to get the passwords and stuff, this is where I go in and
exactly, yes.
And connect it.
That's right. Yes, that's correct. And then you'll
give
us.
I'm going to try to get a hold of them and push for that.
Sure. So let me ask you, the email address that's associated to your Google business profile, do you have access to that email or no?
It says info at Clearview Folding Doors.
Okay.
Which email do you have?
We have aldo@clearviewfoldingdoors.com.
Yeah, that's my and then I have info. So I gotta see which one is attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one second. Let me see if my operator knows.
Yeah, I'm just thinking if you have access to the email address that's associated to your Google business profile, maybe there's a way for you to also claim it on your end. Like,
yeah, because on GoDaddy, I have access to those, you know, the three emails that we have for the company.
Yeah.
So I can
okay.
put them on there. Attach. Let me ask her and see if she knows. She was working on it too. She might be able to get it. Okay. See if she answers.
All right. We'll just follow up with that. But for now, while waiting, let me move to the other questions I have for you. Okay. So another thing that's included on your package is to opt you in for our automated post. It's one of our newest features, which we create weekly occurring posts on your behalf or on your, on behalf of your business. So posts are a great way to get attention and, you know, real estate in Google, as well as optimization or improve optimization. So you'll be able to preview, edit, or delete the scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So would you like us to opt you into this program?
Yeah, anything that helps improve and get more leads.
Okay. All right, Aldo. Okay. So let's talk about your Yelp account now, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I see that you have a Yelp account. Do you have access to your Yelp profile?
Yeah, I can log
okay.
in right now.
Okay, perfect. Mm. So then you can also grant us access, right? Okay. Let me send you the link so you can just grant us access. So I just sent you an email.
Okay.
So all you have to do there is to follow the steps. Basically, once you're logged in, you just go to your account, go to account settings, and then once you're on the account settings, you can add us or invite us as a user.
There you go. I just got it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So I clicked on it and it takes me to my ClearView account. So we have to go to account settings.
Yes, please.
account information, change password security data at another location, share access to this business?
You can go to user management, yeah.
So it's Donia, I see the option share access to this business with another person.
Yes, that's correct. And then you just type our email address on the details. It is listings@relevantads.com. And then you can send the invite.
So it's asking for the business name?
Yes.
Local Splash?
Local Splash, yes.
Okay, near. What city are you guys? It says near.
In Fountain Valley.
Let's see more. Maybe this is not it. Because it's showing like the type of businesses with that type of name around area.
Okay. Is there an option for you to search using an email or invite using?
Change the password. Edit. Okay, you can in terms of server privacy, add choices. Yeah, restaurants. That's in. That's been trying to account settings.
Yes.
Second, and get you back to the same place and security notification points. We change the password now. That's share access to this business with another person. That's the only option I see. And you only ask me for your business name?
Yeah.
And where it's located at.
And then you put in localsplash.com or just localsplash.
Localsplash, let me... search again. See, let me see if I can find it.
Okay.
Business information. Oh, here we go. Would like to grant another person access to business in Yale. Fill out, okay. Business information. The URL.
Mm-hmm.
New user, first name. So I just put local splash for board, right?
Yes.
As your name?
Yes, correct.
Okay, let's see if this works. So your email, what was your email?
It's listings. listings@relevantads.com.
So it's listings?
Yeah. Listings, LIS. TINGS.
Okay.
At relevant, RELEVANTADS,
okay.
relevantads.com.
So is listings relevant? together,
listings,
right?
Oh, no, listings at relevant. Yeah, listings at relevantads.com.
Oh, ads. Okay. ADDS, right?
Oh, ADS. Just one
ADS.
D.
One D.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Listings at relevantads.
.com.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Additional information, I don't think we need that, your email address. Why is this online? Okay. And please call it to one more select. Okay. You must give us additional information.
It's not going through. Did you receive my email about,
yes.
Okay.
Let me close the pages and let me go back in there. So, using a browser to test the mobile, do not use the mobile app to go to log into your account. You need to create a pages, log into your access. Mm-hmm. Click the profile picture to account settings, okay? User management. User management. Okay, let me see what we get.
Okay, thank you.
Click on the picture, account settings. User management. I don't see users management where I'm on. This is not giving me that. Study the kind of information that's here. Let me try something else.
Okay.
What I'm thinking is that the Yelp is still under the PP as a main. It's not letting me. He might be the administrator on the account still.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not letting me. Giving me all the options.
All right. If you aren't able to do it, I might need to ask assistance with our Yelp team. But
okay.
Let's move forward with the other questions so that we can finish up and then, but definitely, are you using a mobile or are you using a desktop or like a computer?
I'm on a desktop. There's nobody here. How you doing?
I got a package for your name right here.
Okay.
And Yeah, I'll give it to him. He just left, like, literally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you. Aldo?
Yeah.
Have a good one. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay. So now let's move to your Facebook business page, okay? I just sent you an email so that you can grant us access to your business Facebook page. Do you have access to your business Facebook, or do you already have a business Facebook?
Yes, I do. So, sorry, I was going to the email you sent me for Yelp, where it says user management under notifications and language. I don't have that option here for some reason.
Okay. So it might be that you're not the admin, or do you know?
That's what I was thinking, but there's nobody else in this account. It's only me.
Okay.
So I'll work on this later.
All right. There's also an option for you to claim your Yelp page if for some reason you can't have admin access. We can send that step to you. Basically, you just have to call Yelp customer service, so it'd be easier. They just verify some information with you, and then you just let them know to invite us. So they just do it for you instead. That's one easier way to claim it. So after this call, I can send you the email to claim your Yelp page. In case that you can't really, find the user or the account management tab to send us a user invite, okay? But for now, because we're going to run your Facebook ads for you, we can move on to gaining access to your Facebook business page. I just sent you an email for Facebook. Did you receive it?
Second, grant access to Facebook business, yes.
Okay. Yep. So the second paragraph, first sentence, it will say that if you want,
connect to Facebook?
Yeah, that's correct. So in order to grant us access to your Facebook business page, click this link. And then when you click the link, there's an option for you to connect to Facebook.
Okay, it's loading.
Okay, perfect. Just follow the steps. And on the last part, it would say confirm access.
Okay. It's done. This one was easy.
Okay, great. Yeah, I see you gave us access already. Perfect. So, great. So because we're running your Facebook ads for you, you can actually choose the call to action that you want to use for your ad campaign. So the call to action is the means of or the ways of how your potential customers will be communicating with you once they see your ads. So they can either do a Facebook form fill call or Facebook Messenger. So when someone clicks on your ad, they can, if you choose Facebook form fill, they will be routed to like a form.
Correct. That's what
I
have on
there. Form. Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd like to keep that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, I've been getting some traffic flow for the past 2 weeks on there.
Okay, that's great. So let's keep that. And then have you also used Google Ads before?
No.
But have you heard about Google Ads?
Yes. Yes, that's a lot of people have been reaching out to me to build, you know, marketing. That's one of the things they want to do, like create the Google Ads and do this, do that. But
so what,
I have
what
friends
do you
with
say?
Other companies that use Google. But it's been super booked. He was actually going to help me build it.
Oh, okay. All right.
But this is better. So, I like to do things my own.
Yes. So in the future, so we can also run it for you just in case you want to add it. I just know that it's something we can also help you with aside from, you know, putting you on the or helping you to be on the first page of Google under the map section. So usually above the map section are the ads of Google. So they, so the first page will have like three sections. So the ads will be at the top, first page. The second or mid is the map section. And then the third or the bottom of the first page are usually organic listings. So just know that it's something we can help you with in the future in case you wanted to add it. Okay?
And this that we're doing now is going to put us out on Google, right? We're going to be on top when they research for the doors.
Yes. So our marketing effort that we're doing right now is called local SEO. This will be putting you on the first page, you know, helping you to rank on the first page of Google, and that will be seen on the map section of Google search.
Okay. And when I log in into local Splash, that's where I see my leads and everything, right, that's been going on.
So you will be given a client dashboard, and your client dashboard credential will be sent to you in the next 3 to 5 business days. When you log in, it's also like a one-stop shop. Like you see all the leads coming in on, you know, on Google. You see Facebook, so you can just view everything from there, how many leads and calls you've been getting, or because we chose Facebook form fill. So Facebook will show the forms that has been filled out from your potential customers.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then we will be following up with you from time to time. So we would like to ask you, what's your preferred availability for contact? Like, for example, right now, because we will be setting up everything for you, after the 3 weeks, we will have our first follow-up, which is just to discuss a few things about how things are progressing. So that would be on the 7th of August is our third week. Would that work for you?
Yes, I would love that.
Okay. And what should be the best time to call you?
It's better mornings before noon. It's better.
Okay. So like we can keep the same time, 11 a.m.
11 works.
On the 7th. On the 7th. Yep.
Okay. I'll put it on the calendar as well.
Oh, yeah. I will send you a calendar invite after this call just to, you know, remind you of our first meeting. And then I also wanted to ask, I see that you already have a logo, so you want to keep the same logo, right? To use the same logo for everything on your Google Business profile, on your Facebook, and on Yelp.
Okay.
Are you able to send us a copy of your business logo?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So after this call, I will be sending you a few emails. Actually, you're going to receive a few emails from us in the next few days. So as mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. This is where all the lists of keywords and search terms will be adding for you. So if you need to change, delete, or add something, just reply to that email. And then the second email is the photos email. So if you have pictures of your completed work, we can use this for your, you know, your Google Business profile, your Facebook page, and your Facebook ads. Just send it to us along with the company logo. Just
okay.
Make sure
so on that email.
Yes, on that email. Just reply to it. And then just make sure that these are high quality photos, but, you know, just in case that, you know, these are not following the criteria, meaning that they, you know, they are not of good quality, then we will temporarily use high quality stock photos for your, you know, for your ads or for your Facebook. These stock photos will be used temporarily, and these are general photos related to your industry. So
okay.
If you see any photos that may not apply, let us know. We will remove or replace them with other images. All of our photos are copyright protected, so you don't have to worry. If anyone calls or email you saying that there's a copyright issue, just let us know first before answering, okay?
Okay. And are you guys able to download or get pictures from my social media as well to use them?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Okay, perfect.
We can do that too. And then let me just quickly talk about the time frame and what to expect. So Local Splash will monitor your online information and have that corrected on a daily basis. Your Facebook ads will be live within 7 to 14 days. We will also submit your business information and content we create on major or, you know, directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once we have access. So you should see results within 45 to 60 days. All right?
45 to 60 days?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. So don't forget, you can visit your dashboard to see, you know, what has been going on. You can see the listings, the posts that we create for you, and the content that we've, you know.
I'm here. So
okay.
On the Local Splash, I'm logged in, and then I see, you know, local leads, listings, Google profile
actions.
So this is where I will see everything, right?
Yes, correct. Correct. Once everything has been set up, that's where you would see it. So
correct.
All of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, like service calls, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be from Google or from Townsquare and networks, and then, you know, requesting extra money, telling you that you need to pay them extra to complete your Google business profile or something like that. These questionable requests, please let us know before responding to them. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
So again, I'll send you an email reminder for our first follow-up call on the 7th of August. And I think this will conclude our interview. Thank you for your patience, Aldo, and thank you. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for taking the time to answer all of my questions. Do you have any question for me right now?
No, I think I got it. I'm going to work on Yelp, so I want to get that going, and I have to get the things for Google, right? So
yes, please.
So we can finish this up. Okay, I'll work on that today.
Perfect.
And get it going.
Okay, great. So after 5 to 7 days, please review all the information that has been submitted. We'll start working on it for you, and let us know if there's anything that needs to be changed. You will receive our contact information by email, and do not hesitate to contact us. You can call us, email, text, or even live chat, or you can also set up an appointment like this one. You can set up an appointment if you have any questions. We're open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday to Friday. Okay?
7 to 4.
Yep.
Okay. This is perfect.
Great. So once and again, Aldo. Mm-hmm.
So I'll wait for that PIN number, right, as well?
Yes, for claiming your Google business profile. That's if you can't really get a hold of the person, then we'll start, you know, helping you claim your Google business profile.
So if I don't get the codes, let's say by Friday, I'll just email you saying I haven't been able to, and then we can request the PIN, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
But I will also include a note on your account, so likely that someone will be following up with you in the next few days, because we make sure that we have access to everything, so we can, you
correct.
Know, keep the ball rolling and we can start working with you.
So we can do, I'll take care of that, and if you can send that email from Yelp to claim ownership.
Yes, I will. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect.
All right.
Thank
you. So once again, Aldo, thank you so much for using and choosing Local Splash. We want to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company.
Me too.
We value your business.
Nice to meet you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.